Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say, share with you what the Lord spoke to me yesterday as a fresh understanding. And when God talks about authority, and he talks about it quite often, as a matter of fact, when the centurion came to Jesus, a non-Jew came to Jesus, because Jesus came first for the Jews, that he began to explain authority. And Jesus said, hey. His
silence said, hey. Did he say hey? Is that what he said?
He said, this guy's got it. He understands. You know, in all of Israel, I don't know anybody who has the greatest amount of the measure of the stuff that pleases me the most. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had the greatest faith in all of Israel. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so, you know, understanding authority really helps out. And he talks about it in Romans chapter 13, because some people say, you know, God doesn't do this and God doesn't do that. And it's like, is that what he told you? Is that what he says? When did you hear that? I mean, mm-hmm. Did you check that out? Did you read the Bible? Did you find out? Right. Mm-hmm. And he said there's a season for everything. But one thing he talks about in authority, established authority, he says he does not bear the sword for nothing. He doesn't bear the sword for nothing. He doesn't. And when you think about that, he's talking about authority here. God's word is talking about authority. I don't care where you are. You have to understand that God is saying through his word, through the unction of his spirit, what has been being written was that authority is given a power. It's given a strength. It's given an ability. It depends where you are and how well they exercise it. But God establishes authority. And somebody says, well, God, will God establish evil authority? Yes, he would, because of the people. If the people are evil, then the leaders are evil. If the people are good, then the leaders are good. And so often people are coming against leaders, not realizing that leader came from you. You asked for Saul. You asked for this situation. And so it's important to understand, because a lot of Christians have suffered, and I know some good people right now that are sitting in jail because they didn't understand that they don't bear the sword for nothing. They have the ability to exercise whatever law that's fit. I mean, you look at Daniel, and you look at how things operated with Daniel. I mean, he stayed in the confines and the functions of what was going on there. You look at Joseph, the very same thing. He stayed in the confines of that, and he knew God's in control. He's in total control. And it makes me think about Josiah. You know, God was seeing the condition of the people, his people, and he said, I'm going to have to put some tough leadership over my people. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And Josiah didn't even have the word of God. His Bible was the same place that America's Bible's at. You know, obviously, think about this. 81% of Americans are not picking their Bible up. At that time, Josiah, the king of Israel, had never seen the word. And by the way, nobody was letting them know what was in it. Mm-hmm. And of the 19% in America that are reading the word, only 3% are actually taking, like, I'm about to talk about Josiah. And so God's going to come down. God's about to put some evil leadership over his people. He's going to establish authority over his folks. And so Josiah finds out what's going on. He goes, God's angry with us. And he responds. He looks introspectively and says that this leadership, evil leadership that's on its way, dear God, we're sorry. God, forgive. And he began to repent and ask God to forgive and begin to teach others, listen, we've been wrong. And God just puts everything on break and says, wait a minute. I'm going to establish you as a good leader. And he considered him a great leader. And God's people were blessed during his leadership. He says, but after you, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put some rough leadership over the people, because they won't stop. So you can't affect the hand of God as a leader when you say, dear God, I see that, you know, this is wrong. But after Josiah, and you got to go to the VFN store and get Josiah. But understand that Jehoiakim, his son, he had two sons. The first son, as soon as Josiah dies at a young age, that his first son goes and tries to take over. Doesn't work out well. His second son is appointed by Egypt. Now, here he is a Jew, but Egypt is the one determining who's going to lead the Jews. This is a God order. God is allowing this to take place. You have so many people, theorists, they're talking about, well, this is a whatever. And it's like, yeah, why is God allowing this? What have we done? And all of a sudden, so then you have Egypt renamed Josiah's son. He did away with his original name, his birth name, and gave him a new name called Jehoiakim, which, by the way, means God set man. How can the Egyptians know that God, that how can the Egyptians know that that they're supposed to play a part in God's rule over his people? But they did. God used the Egyptians to put a leader and name him Jehoiakim, and they made a covenant with this man, and he began to put high taxation. And what you do with taxes is, if you don't have enough justification to be able to charge higher taxes, you just put new things out there. War and tragedies and medical care and anything you can do to raise taxes up, because oppression's coming. And that's what he did, to pay tribute to Egypt. And so you can sit here and curse Jehoiakim. You can blame Jehoiakim. But you have to understand that Jehoiakim is God's set man. Or you can do what Timothy tells us. He tells us to pray for, or Paul tells Timothy, to pray for all those in authority over you. Mm-hmm. For this is pleasing to God. He would that all men would be saved, including mm-hmm. Jehoiakim. All authority is established, and he doesn't bear the sword for nothing. You can't, if God establishes an authority and you come against that authority, you're coming against what God's established, and you bring judgment on yourself. The sword, the actual physical methodology of that particular authority's way of dealing with what they're over, is going to come against you. And God's not going to, he's going to let it happen. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, you know what? What have I done, God? What have we done? I'm going to get back in the word like Josiah did. I'm going to find out, how did we get here? Because you've established, this is your set man over us right now. And knowing that, then I can pray for those in authority over me. Mm-hmm. I can pray instead of curse and criticize and be critical and fight against and be evil against your husband, your parents, your boss, your governor, your senator, your president, your king. You can say, I understand now, Lord, that you do establish authority, and they do bear the sword. And if I don't get my act together, if I keep on running my mouth, that the king's going to hear the secrets that I tell in my tent, mm-hmm. and it's going to get back, and you're not going to do anything other than say, I told you, mm-hmm. you know, I told you. And the thing is this, is that we have to honor that which God has established. But if it is a rough, rugged, oppressive government, if it is that, then understand, we have to ask the question, then why did God allow this? Why did he allow this? And we'll find out that our leadership will change. Our leadership will change. Their heart will change. Everything will change when we turn our hearts back to God. He says, when evil leaders lead, people cringe. But when righteous leadership is in place, people rejoice and are blessed and they prosper. But it's for us to turn from our evil ways. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Listen, for those in America, you need to start blessing President Obama, his family, Michelle, Sasha, Malia, and praying that God would save our president and protect them and bless them and pray for those in authority over you. And then to seek your heart and find out, God, what have we done to bring us into this predicament? And you'll find things will change. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida. to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.